今天早上我们有travel club来分享今天的讯息。
This morning we're happy to have a travel club to share a message with us.
由 Mia 来做翻译。
And Mia will be translating.
Good morning.
早上好。
Thank you so much for having me and my wife here.
很高兴有这个机会我跟我的妻子能在这里。
And our little baby that's in Amanda's stomach right now.
我的妻子她刚怀孕有孩我们有新的生命她单身。
And our friend Sarah.
还有我们的朋友Sarah.
We've spoken so much about worship this morning.
我们今天早上看到很多是关于敬拜的信息。
And I think that's very fitting because that's what we'll be talking about in the sermon today.
这也是今天我要讲的信息就是有关于敬拜。
Also very fitting for the start of a new year.
也很符合我们这个新年的气氛。
Turn our hearts to God.
把我们的心交给上帝。
Our response to God can be summed up in one word.
我们对神的回应可以用一个词来总结。
And this is true if we respond favorably to God, claiming Him as our Father and following His Son, Jesus.
我们对神的正面的回应可以是宣称他是我们的父并且跟随他的儿子主耶稣。
Same word, this is true also if we respond negatively to God.
我们对神还也会有负面的回应。
By closing our eyes and hearts and minds to the proof of His existence and His grace,
也许是将我们的心眼睛和心都关上否认神的存在和他的恩典。
That one word that sums up our response to God is worship.
我们对神的回应可以总结为一个词就是敬拜。
Here's an example of how worship works both ways.
举个例子就是敬拜这个正面和反面的敬拜。
So in Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul tells us of an unrighteous people.
在罗马书第一章使徒保罗说到有一个不义的人。
They were a people who became fools because they were so wise in their own eyes.
一个人变得愚蠢是因为他们在他们自己的眼中是智慧的。
Paul said these people suppress the truth.
保罗说他们是一群阻挡真理的人。
For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them.
神的事人所知道的事是已经显明在他们心里神已经向他们显明。
For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made.
也就是他神永生的力量和神性已经在那他所创造的万物中体现出来了。
But the people did not honor him as God or give thanks to him.
但是人们并没有敬他为神并献上感谢。
They exchanged the glory of God for images resembling birds, creatures, and mortal man.
他们把不会腐朽的神的荣耀替换成了会腐朽的人和鸟兽的形象。
They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the created things rather than the creator.
他们将神的真理替换成谎言并且敬拜和服侍被造之物而不是造物者。
So you see how this people, they didn't worship God, but they still worshiped.
所以他们这些人他们仍有敬拜只不过他们不是在敬拜神。
It's like Manasseh in the Old Testament.
像是在旧约圣经中马拿西王。
When he did evil in the sight of the Lord, he didn't quench the fires that were on the altar.
马拿西王做了神视为恶的事他并没有将圣坛上的火熄灭。
His worship did not stop, but it did change for the worse.
他的敬拜没有停止并且变得更糟。
He added his sons to the sacrifices.
他将他的儿子献为祭物。
How often when we are worshiping ourselves or our idols do we wind up hurting the people around us?
有多少次我们是在敬拜我们自己或是我们的偶像而不是我们的天父同时我们也在伤害我们周围的人。
So returning to Romans 1, it's no wonder that false worship at the end of the chapter gives birth to a variety of sins, including murder, strife, envy, and lying.
所以在罗马书最后一章，第一章的最后有说到，错误的敬拜会滋生各种罪，包括怨恨、谋杀、冲突和谎言。
I read a good quote this last week, and it said, once the vertical relationship with God has been broken, it is inevitable that horizontal relationships with one another will be broken as well.
我很喜欢的一段引用是说，当我们与神的关系有问题的时候，我们与我们周围人的关系也不可避免的会产生问题。
Man, this is bad news.
这不是一个好的事情。
Well, our relationships with each other and our relationship to God can be repaired.
但是我们和周围人的关系和我们和神的关系都是可以修复的。
And so in the next10 chapters of Romans, Paul writes about the mind-blowing mercies of God.
在罗马书的后十章，保罗写到神的怜悯在主耶稣身上的体现。
And by the time he reaches chapter 12, he's ready to paint a new picture.
在第十二章的时候，他描绘了一个新的景象。
Instead of serving idols, his brothers and sisters in Christ can offer their bodies to God as a living sacrifice.
与敬拜偶像相反的是，在基督里的弟兄姊妹可以将他们的身体献上作为活的祭品。
Paul talks about their renewed minds and their transformed worship.
保罗提到了他们有更新的心，也有全新的敬拜。
And once this worship is in place, Paul goes on in the rest of the chapter to speak of serving each other.
保罗先提到了对神的敬拜，然后再写到与弟兄姊妹之间的服事。
So, you know, I didn't write this down, but loving God and loving others, they just work well together.
爱神和弟兄姊妹爱弟兄姊妹，这是互相两个是互相作用的。
Yeah, very complimentary.A person who worships God is free to surrender their inflated ego and free to think about themselves in the right perspective.
一个敬拜神的人不会有一个非常膨胀的自我，而且会以一个正确的角度来思考。
They're free to serve other people.
他们会服侍彼此。
And free to have love be genuine.
他们之间的爱也是真诚的。
Well, we're spending a lot of time in Romans for a sermon out of Revelation.
我其实讲了很多罗马书，但是其实今天的信息是讲的是启示录。
Everything I've said so far works together in support of one argument.
我说到现在都在支持一个观点。
And that is that we are a people who worship.
也就是我们人类生来就是敬拜的一群人。
And we will either worship ourselves.
我们要么敬拜我们自己。
And our idols,
或是我们的偶像
or we'll worship God.
或是敬拜神
And if we worship ourselves,
如果我们敬拜我们自己
we'll have a very difficult time having peace in this world.
我们在这个世界上不会得到平安
So we're free to love others when we love God most of all.
当我们爱我们的神，我们也能爱他人
When God is on the throne of our hearts, just like in the new creation, when he'll be on the throne there.
当我们把神放在我们的心上，就像他坐在宝座上那样。
It's like the sun is risen.
就好像太阳升起那样。
And our choice to worship God is a choice to walk in the light.
我们选择敬拜神，就是选择行走在光中。
To have fellowship with one another.
并且和彼此有很好的交通。
Our choice to refuse to worship God.
我们拒绝敬拜神
is a choice to live in deadly darkness.
就是选择活在黑暗中
Therefore, we must be worshippers of God.
所以我们必须选择敬拜神
So today, I would like to help you to worship God.
所以今天我就想要来帮助你们敬拜神
And we've already come almost halfway through the sermon once we read the scripture.
大概现在是讲信息讲到一半
And in the second half, I'd like to give you two pieces of advice for worshiping God.
今天信息的下半部分，我想要给你们两条有关敬拜神的建议。
I'm drawing this counsel from the book of Revelation.
我的建议来自启示录。
Chapters 3, 4, and 5.
第三章、第四章和第五章。
So if you have a Bible, please open to Revelation chapter 3.
如果你们有圣经在手上的话，请把圣经翻到启示录第三章。
And since we're relying on Scripture, the two points I'm giving you are more than advice.
既然今天的信息是从经文而来的，那我给你们的建议就不仅仅是建议。
Their instruction,
也是指示。
Encouragement,
鼓励。
Warning,
警示。
And promise from God for us today.
也是神对我们的应许。
So let's read together, beginning in Revelation 3:14 and ending in Revelation 5:14.
让我们一起来读他的话语，从启示录第三章十四节到五章十节。
And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither hot nor cold. Would that you would be either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
第四章第一节，此后我观看，见天上有门开了，我初见听到好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上，看那坐着的，好像碧玉、红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕，有闪电声音，雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
Pick it up in 4:8. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all round and within. And day and night they never cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne saying, Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.
第五章第一节，我看见宝座的右手中有书卷，里面里外都写着字，用七印封严了。我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的，因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
And between the throne and the four living creatures among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you've made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
五章十一节，我又看见听见宝座与活物并与长老的周围有许多天使的声音， 他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我又听见天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座和羔羊，直到永永远远。四活物就说阿们，众长老也服服敬拜。
Thanks be. Well, let's pray, having read the scriptures really fast.
让我们来一起祷告。
God, having read nearly two chapters in Revelation.
神啊，我们刚刚读了启示录当中该有两章的内容。
Just open our eyes now to see the glory that's there.
让我们张开我们的眼睛，看见你的荣耀。
And fill us with your spirit to be able to respond.
让我们的心充满你的圣灵，让我们的心能够来回应。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So in these chapters, there are two major movements.
这几个章节有两个重要的变化。
Between chapter 3 to chapter 4, we move from earth to heaven.
从第三章到第四章，我们从天上到了地上到了天上。
And from chapter 4 to chapter 5, we move from the worship of God, the Creator,to the worship of God and Christ the Lamb.
从第四章到第五章，我们从敬拜神，那造物主，到敬拜神和基督，神的羔羊。
These two movements are the basis of my advice to you today.
这两处变化是今天我要对你们这两个建议的核心。
So first, the church at Laodicea in comparison with the elders on the throne.
首先是老底加教会和宝座周围长老的比较。
Look with me at the end of chapter 3.
让我们来看第三章的最后。
And what we're looking at is the last of seven messages that Jesus gives to seven churches.
我们看到的是耶稣给七所教会的最后的七个信息。
It's a pretty symbolic number and therefore has a special importance.
这个数字非常的重要，有非常特殊的意义。
Many of us will have heard sermons based on this passage before.
我们中一些人有听过关于这个段落的信息。
So you can guess the one word that describes Laodicean worship.
你们可以说出文中哪个词来形容老底加教会的敬拜吗？
What do you think it is?
你们觉得是哪个词？
Lukewarm.
就是不温不火。
What does the term mean?
这是什么意思呢？
To not be lukewarm, should we become hot, passionate, intense?
我们不应该不温不火，难道是我们应该是热情或是冷漠吗？
Or cold, clear, and refreshing?
或是冷漠。
What's the text asking us to do?
这段经文到底要我们做什么呢？
Well, according to the text, being lukewarm does not refer to half-hearted emotions.
这里不温不火的意思并不是指三心二意。
Rather, it refers to an inconsistent life.
而是前后不一致的生命。
So look at verse 15.
在第五节。
Jesus says, I know your works, that they are neither hot nor cold.
耶稣说，我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热。
They boast about their being rich, but God evaluates them as poor.
他们自以为富足，但在神的眼中，他们却是贫穷、瞎眼和赤身的。
As blind and naked.
瞎眼和赤身的。
Their actions prove that their worship is divided.
他的行为证明了他们的敬拜是分裂的。
They praise God with their mouths.
他们用他们的口赞美神。
But their hearts are set on earth.
但他们的心却是属世的。
Anybody identify with that?
大家有没有觉得很熟悉呢？
I feel like these are my prayers sometimes.
好像这就是我平时祷告的内容啊。
Who will lead us from earth to heaven?
到底是谁能够带领我们从地上到天上呢？
Well, chapter 4, verse 1 will.
第四章第一节的时候，就是带我们从地上到天上。
After this, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven.
第一节说到，这些事以后，我观看，看见天上有一道门开着。
This introduces a very different worship scene.
这里描述了一个不同的敬拜的场景。
God is on his throne in splendor.
神在他的宝座上发出异彩。
The Laodiceans thought they could see but were blind.
但老底家人认为他们能看见，但他们却是瞎眼的。
Here, God is surrounded by people who actually see him.
这里神只有被那些可以看见他的人所包围。
another difference. Instead of boasting in their riches, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne, worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before him.
在这里与老底家人自以为富足相反的是，有24位长老匍匐敬拜坐在宝座上，那位活到永永远远的那一位，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前。
Look at verse 11.
再来看第11节。
They don't cling to their riches.
他们并没有看到自己的财富。
They don't say, look at my crown.
或是说来看我的冠冕。
Instead, they say, worthy are you, Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power.
相反，他们说，我们的主，我们的上帝，你配得荣耀、尊贵和权柄。
For you created all things.
因为你创造了万物。
And by your will, they existed and were created.
万物因你的旨意被创造而存在。
So this leads to my first piece of advice.
这就是我的第一个建议。
Genuine worship is heavenly, not earthly.
真正的敬拜是属天的，而不是属地的。
We worship the Creator, not the creation.
我们敬拜我们的造物主，而不是他所造之物。
This might seem basic.
这也许看上去很基本。
But there are many parts of creation that call for our worship.
但是，在许多被造之物当中，我们会去敬拜他们。
Wealth.
比如说财富。
Power.
权力。
Pleasure.
享乐。
What we have.
我们所拥有的
What other people think about us.
或是其他人是如何看待我们的
Therefore, the New Testament consistently points us toward heaven.
所以新约圣经中不断地提到天上
Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣提到说你们要先求上帝的国
Paul says, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
保罗说当求上面的事那里有基督坐在上帝的右边
Thankfully, Jesus did not leave these Laodiceans in their lukewarm worship.
还好耶稣并没有让老底家教会继续他们不温不火的敬拜。
He was present among them.
耶稣向他们显现。
And he was not silent.
而且他向他们说话。
He gave John this message to deliver to them.
他让约翰去传达这个信息。
Like a shepherd guides his sheep.
就像牧人带领他的羊群。
Jesus reproves and disciplines those he loves.
耶稣责备管教他所疼爱的。
He'll guide us to worship God as they do in heaven.
他也会带领我们敬拜，就像天上那样。
Just like he was present among them, he's present among us.
就好像他们，就好像耶稣在那些老底家人中间显现，今天耶稣也与我们同在。
So maybe you feel like,Oh, my heart is so set on earthly things.
也许你会觉得我的心好像放在很多属世的事情上。
Jesus cares about you. He's here to help you.
耶稣真的很关心你，他在这里想要帮助你。
Well, my second piece of advice comes from the movement between chapter 4 and chapter 5.
我的第二个建议来自第四章和第五章中的变化。
What changes between these two chapters?
这两章当中有什么变化呢？
We're in the same throne room.
我们在同样的宝座前。
Same worshippers.
有同样的敬拜的人。
But the worship has changed.
但是敬拜的对象改变了。
At the end of chapter 4, God was declared worthy to receive glory and honor and power because he was the creator.
第四章结束，神配得荣耀、尊贵和权柄，是因为他创造了天地万物。
And the sustainer of all things.
并且他维系着。
Compare this with chapter 5, verse 13.
与第五章十三节相比。
And it says, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing, honor, glory, and might forever and ever.
这里说到愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀和权势都归给坐在宝座上的那一位和羔羊直到永永远远。
You see what has changed?
你能看到这里有什么变化吗?
Now the worship of God encompasses...The worship of Christ, the Lamb.
现在对神的敬拜，在这里对神的敬拜也包含了对基督羔羊的敬拜。
One image that helps us to understand this is the image of the throne.
这里对宝座的形容也许能够帮助我们理解。
Too many verses in Revelation about the throne of God.
在启示录当中有太多经节提到了神的宝座。
To cover all of them this morning.
太多了，我们今天不能一一讲到。
So just a few.
所以就讲一些。
Back in chapter 3, Jesus had promised the Laodiceans, the one who conquers I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, just as I conquered and sat with my father on his throne.
在第三章，耶稣应许老底加教会，说到得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
So can you picture this? Jesus shares the throne of God.
想象一下耶稣和神他们共同坐在他一个宝座上。
In chapter 7, Jesus is in the midst of the throne.
在第七章的时候，耶稣就坐在宝座之中。
Or at the center of the throne.
或是坐在宝座的中央。
At the end of the book, John receives a vision of a perfect future.
在这本书的结束的时候，约翰看到了一个非常完美的未来的意象。
Pain has ceased.
所有的痛苦都结束了。
It is always day.
永远都是白天。
And a river of the water of life flows.
生命水的河在流淌。
Bright as crystal from the throne of God and the Lamb.
明亮如水晶从上帝和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Christ the Lamb and God the Creator have become so identified.That you cannot worship one without worshiping the other.
基督羔羊和神造物主变得如此的相同，以至于你无法只敬拜其中的一个而忽略另一个。
So at the beginning and the end of the book of Revelation,
所以在启示录的开头和结束
they echo each other saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega.
这里似乎在它的开头和结束在彼此呼应，似乎在说我是起初也是终了。
The first and the last.
是开头也是结束。
So this leads us as a church to embrace the doctrine of the Trinity.
这里告诉我们教会要遵守三位一体的原则。
And this leads its sermon to the final point.
这也是我这次信息的最后一点。
That our worship is Christ-centered.
我们的敬拜是以基督为中心。
It's not generic.
而不是非常泛泛的。
We worship God through Christ.
我们要通过基督来敬拜神。
The other day, my wife and I used Walmart pickup for the first time.
之前我的妻子 Amanda 和我第一次用沃尔玛的网上下单的服务。
Do you know Walmart pickup?
你知道沃尔玛有这样的服务吗
？You can order your groceries online.
你可以在网上购买。
See a running total of the price.
然后付款。
Drive to the store at the selected time.
然后在一定的时间开车到沃尔玛。
And a Walmart associate loads the groceries into the car for you.
沃尔玛的店员会将你所购买的物品都放到你的车里。
Well, we wanted to make pizza.
我们想当时想要做披萨。
So we ordered ingredients for it.
所以我们买了做披萨的食材。
When I arrived at the store, the associate came out and he said something to me.
当我到店里的时候，店员告诉我。
He said, we had to make one change to your order.
我们要对你的订单做一些修改。
We were out of great value pepperoni.
我们没有 great value 品牌的意大利香肠。
So we gave you Hormel.
所以我给你们Hormel 品牌的辣香肠。
Hormel.
那是一个很好的牌子。
I thought that was fantastic.
我当时觉得太棒了。
Name brand pepperoni.
那可是个非常好的牌子。
It was delicious.
而且非常的好吃。
Like eating the real thing.
好像是吃一个真的意大利的香肠。
You know, I was ready for great value.
我当时是想着说要买沃尔玛品牌的香肠。
You know, those cardboard rings pretending to be pepperoni.
就好那个看上去是香肠，吃起来就是好像并不是那么美味。
But I got Hormel.
但是我得到的却是一个非常。好可口的香肠。
What we have in Revelation,
像是在启示录当中
is name brand worship.
启示录中提到的敬拜也是如此。
God has been made known to us in the name of Christ.
神已经化为人形，以耶稣的形象来到我们中间。
So our worship is not a generic brand.
所以我们的敬拜不是一个泛泛的一个品牌。
We worship God through Christ.
我们要通过基督来敬拜神。
every other brand of worship in the world falls.
其他形式的敬拜都不能与之相比。
That's why it's not exactly like Hormel pepperoni.
所以这个也不能刚才那个 Homo 辣香肠的比喻并不是完全的准确。
You can eat other brands and still be satisfied.
因为你可以吃到其他品牌的香肠也同样感到满足。
But if you attempt to worship God,Apart from Christ, you won't be satisfied.
但是如果你试图绕开基督而敬拜神，你不会得到满足。
You're worshiping a shadow and a dream.
你是在敬拜一个影子或者是一个梦。
The other foods are not just a lower quality.
其他的食物不仅仅是质量差。
They are spoiled.
他们的品质也是不好的。
So, if you're beginning to believe in Christ,
所以如果你正在准备相信神
in God,I encourage you to take the next step.
我鼓励你再进一步。
Don't settle for worshiping God. Place your faith specifically in Christ.
在敬拜神的时候把你的信心放在基督耶稣里。
In Revelation 5, the reason Christ is worthy to judge the world and to receive worship is his death.
在启示录第五章耶稣之所以配得对世界的审判和敬拜是因为他的死。
You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals because you were slain and you purchased people for God by your blood from every tribe and language.
你配拿书卷配揭开七印因为你曾被杀用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买人来叫他们归于神。
Look with me at chapter 5 verse 12.
让我们一起来看第十二节。
They said with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb.Who was slaughtered.
他们大声说曾被杀的羔羊是配得。
Do you remember what Jesus said to the Laodiceans?
你还记得耶稣是怎么对老底家人说的吗?
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子叫你富足。
And white garments so that you may clothe yourself.
又买白衣穿上叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
And the shame of your nakedness may not be seen.
又买眼药擦你的眼睛能使你看见。
Salve to anoint your eyes so that you can see.
又买眼药擦你的眼睛使你看见。
Later in the book, one of the elders turns to John and asks him, Where do these white robes come from?
在启示录后面有一位长老问约翰说这些白色的长袍是从哪里来的。
And John answers,They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
约翰回答说，他们已经洗净了他们的长袍，并且在那羔羊的血中使它洁白。
So see, we worship God through Christ who died for us.
所以我们敬拜神是通过基督耶稣，曾经死在十字架上。
Today, we can approach the throne of God and the Lamb and cast ourselves before them in worship.
今天我们在敬拜中要靠近神和羔羊的宝座并且将我们自己摆上。
It may be that we have not truly worshipped God.
也许我们还没有真正的敬拜神。
Maybe we have not come to him through his son.
因为我们没有通过他的儿子来敬拜他。
Maybe we have our eyes set on this world.
也许我们还是在关注在这个世界上的事情。
The blood of Christ can wash away that sin.
但是基督的宝血会将这个罪洗净。
Maybe we've allowed different kinds of worldly gain to cloud our vision of what is eternally valuable.
也许我们被我们在这个世界上的所得蒙蔽了双眼，让我们看不见什么是永恒的价值。
Jesus invites us to repent.
耶稣邀请我们忏悔。
To remember our first love.
并且纪念我们对他的爱。
And his love for us.
还有他对我们的爱。
So if this is your first time.
如果这是你的第一次。
Or if this is your regular practice.
或是你平时就已经这么做了。
Let's worship God now.
让我们一起来敬拜神。
And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth.And under the earth and in the sea, and all that is in them, saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped.
我又听见在天上地上地底下沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给坐宝座和羔羊，直到永永远远。四活物就说阿们，众长老也服服敬拜。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, I pray, turn our hearts to you in worship.
神啊，我祷告，请将我们的心，转向你。
Turn our hearts from worldly things.
让我们的心从这个属世的，事情上，转向你。
O Lord, we cast down our idols.
主啊，让我们放下我们自己的偶像。
Turn our hearts to Christ the Son.
让我们的心转向基督，耶稣你的儿子。
The Lamb who was slain.
那个被宰杀的羔羊。
And teach us to worship today.
让教导我们，要来敬拜你。
And every day.
不仅仅是今天，而且是每一天。
Thank you for your mercy.
谢谢你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name, amen.
以耶稣之名祷告，amen.